Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Craig Mobley with the Knoxville School District to talk about school funding issues.
The school district is seeking the authority to get additional funding from the School Budget Review Committee. And certainly with the unexpected changes in student population, you lost some, you gained some, and you'll be needing more funds down the line. What will you be seeking from the committee?
Basically, this is just an annual report or application that we have to submit to the Department of Ed. And then the Department of Ed actually takes it to the School Budget Review Committee for us on our behalf. It really covers three different areas. It covers enrollment, open enrolled students that were not here in the prior year, and then LEP costs. And so basically we go through that application on an annual basis and see what the result is based on our certified enrollment. And at that point, then we have to go to our school board, get permission to take this to the SBRC to seek additional modified allowable growth. Once we do that, then we have the ability to put that onto our certified budget. If we don't take it to SBRC, then we would never even have the ability to put it on our certified budget.
And that's the key, because you have to get clearance from the state to go ahead and do that and make sure that the authority is there before you can seek any additional monies. And that comes through, primarily through property taxes, correct?
Yes. So if this would go on to our certified budget in the spring, it would be 100% property taxes. But that's no change from any other year. Typically, this number is fairly constant from year to year. So it really doesn't have a major impact on our overall property tax rate. But it is funded 100% through property taxes.
That's crucial, of course, because according to the figures mentioned at the most recent board meeting, you gained about 26 students, I believe, overall. Many of them were open enrolled to other districts and wound up back in under your aegis, right?
Right. So a lot of that, sometimes what will happen is if somebody moves in, they move from another district, they either build a house or move to a house that's within our district, but they want to automatically open enroll back out to go to the original district where they came from. We have certain locations in our district, within our district, where that's common. This year it just happened to be a more significant number than in the past.
And, of course, some of these are special needs students that are involved, and the school district is required to provide some special supports for them, so the money is even more essential in their case, correct?
So if it is a student, a special needs student with an IEP, they'll be funded that way. Really it's whatever district they end up receiving their education at that would provide that those special services. It would be up to us, because they would be a resident student of us, to make sure that those payments are made, whether we're providing the education or it's another district and we have to pay that other district.
And you're looking at a potential increase anywhere in the $170,000 to $181,000 range. Is that about right?
Right.
On the subject of health insurance options, and the company you're working with, they don't present themselves as being an insurer themselves, but as a consultant to help you find the best available insurance options, correct?
That is correct. They don't present themselves as a broker. They don't present themselves as an agent. They're truly a consultant. They would be contracted directly with us, working directly with us on our behalf, not on the behalf of any insurance company at all. And so that's really the direction we want to head, the relationship we would like to build with somebody. And so that's really what we're looking at doing. Any changes that we make, we're not looking at changing our benefit design at all. We're just looking at any type of scenario that we can find that really keeps the money within the district and doesn't pay it to an insurance company. So we're looking to make sure that our plan is priced correctly and to make sure to do our best at keeping our rates down or keeping our rates level and keeping the money within the school district.
And this is in many ways similar to what many individual consumers go through, isn't it, as they look for insurance during this time of year?
Yes, it's, you know, it's gotten to be something that I look at constantly throughout the entire year, constantly looking at ways in which we can save money on health insurance. It is a large expense for our district.
Thanks to Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.